Hi, Aaron. So there are about, oh, I'd say about 500 people here in front of the South Building. It's really quite extraordinary to look at. As you said, we've had lawmakers, we've had UNC students, we've had several students from Parkland Douglas, in part, and Marjorie Douglas, rather, from Parkland coming to speak. Right now, the brother of Nagieb Berkut, who was killed a few years ago here in Chapel Hill, is speaking. And it's really quite extraordinary, extremely emotional.
What has been the sort of the most striking speech that's been given?
There have been two that instantly come to mind. There is a representative from Durham. I forget her name, unfortunately. She was sent a questionnaire by the NRA, and according to her, the questionnaire at the end states that if she does not submit it to the NRA, it will be interpreted as outright hostility to the Second Amendment. And she responded as such by taking up that questionnaire and ripping it up in front of the crowd, which got many cheers from the crowd. There's also been a statement from the brother of one of the students killed at Parkland, and he was discussing all the forms he has received since she died in the mail regarding her academic success, notifications of colleges she was received into, and the like, which of course drew many emotional responses from the crowd.
Speaking with Will Arrington, who's on the scene right now at the rally at Polk Place. And what is the crowd like? You mentioned about 500 people. Is it mostly students, a lot of community members? What is it?
It's mostly students from my perspective. There's a few people around asking for registering to vote. A few organizations, Moms Demand Action, have a booth here. A couple of the student organizations, like the UNC Young Democrats, have booths here. But it's mostly students.
And is there a particular message? I know a lot of the rallies that took place over the past weekend, and this again is speaking out sort of in general against gun violence and in favor of school safety. Is there a particular kind of targeted message that you're getting from the speakers, or is it more sort of generally a call to action?
It's more a general call to action focused on two things. One is that gun control, common sense gun control needs to be enacted by elected officials, and if those elected officials do not comply, they should be voted out. That's the general message that we're being given by all the speakers so far.
Will Arrington, UNC, on the scene right now at Polk Place. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you very much.